and welcome to News 24 On Air, our live audio service. I'm Ihlali Nzalo. It's a story that has the community of Parkmore in Sandton living in fear and worried for their safety. It has also brought home how unsafe South Africa is for women. Kristen Glades was reportedly raped and strangled to death at a running event in Sandton in late October. Police are now searching for a man who was seen walking away from the secluded area off the running track where Glades' body was found. The 34-year-old had been participating in a running event in an enclosed, guarded and well-attended sports complex in Parkmore. According to sources News 24 spoke to, the man was seen leaving the Sandton Sports Club wearing a blue T-shirt. It has since emerged that the man suspected of having attacked Glades wore her clothes after killing her. Joining us in studio is News 24 Joburg Metro reporter Alex Patrick, who's been following the case for the latest. Alex, thank you for joining us once again today. On Friday when we last spoke, police were still looking into the confirmed cause of Glades' death. Do we at this stage know how close we are in tracking down the man suspected to have killed the 34-year-old teacher?
Thanks so much for having me. Unfortunately, information on this case, as I've said before, is so hard to come by. Police are not saying anything. Community groups are not saying anything. Mm-hmm. As you said, what we do know is that he was wearing her clothes, and that's how they managed to identify the man as a suspect. We know that police are combing through the CCTV footage, which are all along the roads, mm-hmm. and that will likely lead them to his last position. More than that is unclear.
Right. And just to remind us, how secure is this area where specifically Kristen's body was found? Can you just, for those of us who probably may have forgotten, just paint a picture for us of actually what the area looks like?
Well, first of all, it's Sandton. You know, it's one of the most sought-after places in Johannesburg. It's a very wealthy place. And Parkmore, which is within Sandton, is a gated community. So it's not gated as in, you know, owned by one place. Everybody who lives in that area has gated off the roads. So at certain times of night, you cannot get in or out without using certain places. And the Sandton Sports Club is one of those places. So you've got to kind of, if you get there at the wrong time, you're going round and round and round, you know, and eventually you find your way to the sports club, which is heavily guarded. You have to stop your car. You have to, and the boom gate takes an image of your vehicle. And just before that, just to get into Parkmore, the same thing's happened. So you get in there, there's guards there. You know, if you kind of look a little bit lost, people are going to ask you what's going on, where do you need to go? And the first thing you see really is the restaurant, and the hosts of the restaurant are standing kind of right outside.
Right.
So it's heavily guarded. Even at the bottom of the complex, guards stay there 24/7.
And before we actually get into the details of how this man managed to escape unnoticed, I think the new disturbing revelations regarding the story is this man actually got away with Kristen's clothes, wearing them.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think, you know, that kind of detail hopefully will be his downfall. I mean, he didn't take any of her other valuables. We know he did take her sports watch, but perhaps that was seen as an item of clothing.
Right.
But he didn't take any. He left her car keys with her vehicle there. He could have gotten her car and driven away. He left her cell phone, her headphones, and took her clothes.
Right. So you just previously described how well secured the sports complex is. But how did he manage to then escape unnoticed? Do we at this stage know of that information?
Yeah, so the other thing to remember is when you get into Johannesburg, there are several of these boomed roads. Several roads, including my own, have guards where, you know, they kind of monitor who comes in or out.
Right.
But legally speaking, you cannot stop people from walking through an area. It doesn't belong to you. The roads don't belong to you. And this is one of those things. So despite the, you know, the cameras taking your image, you being captured on CCTV, nobody's going to say, you cannot go here. They can't restrict your movements. And this is a sports club. You know, several of the items you do have to pay for, but it's also a restaurant that anybody can come to. We believe he went in through a little gate, which was open specifically for that run, and they were participating in a My Run event, which is also, again, why this is so shocking, because it's an organized event. You know, it wasn't like she just went off running on her own. But they open a little gate on the side of this of the field, which is usually shut. And if my sources are correct, he came and went through that small gate.
Right. And of course, these kinds of stories, Alex, are extremely sensitive and need to be treated with the utmost care. Many of our readers have been reacting to our coverage of the story, and some have even went as far as raising concerns about how our reporting is interfering, possibly, with police investigations. And as a person who's been following these kinds of stories and reporting on them, what do you have to say to that?
I understand that people are very concerned. And I do know that the first thing police do is say, do not tell anyone what's going on. And there is a reason for that. You do get rumors and all other things. You know, your memory of the day can be changed when you kind of discuss things. And but, you know, our job really is to tell the story, to ensure that the residents in that area know what's going on.
Right.
Not just that area. The story tells us that we are actually not safe, really, anywhere. We need to take precautions. And I understand also that because rape is such a sensitive matter, we also don't want to talk about it. But in my opinion, we're doing survivors and victims of rape a disservice, because by keeping quiet about it, we're saying it's something to be ashamed of. It's something that we need to hide. She did nothing wrong. People who are raped or murdered, they are the victims. You know, and the other thing is, we do need to put a bit of pressure on police.
Right.
Obviously, this is a high-profile case. They've got pressure on them. But we also know that their caseload is huge. They've got to deal with about 20 cases on any given day. And only through putting pressure on police and others to come forward can we keep this case top of mind. Because is it 3 weeks now since it happened? 3 weeks. There was footage of what happened. There's footage of the person. You know, it seems like a bit of a while. We presume that cops know what they're doing, that they're following procedures and all of that, and they just aren't speaking with us. But that's the hope.
Alex Patrick, Joburg Metro reporter at News 24. And to follow the full story, do visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Mihlali Ntsabo.